for CEF Mobile.
Find out you're not allergic.
Or yet.
You
first meal or first thing you're going to try if you realize you're not allergic.
They've had for when him and Miss Susan go to Darlington, he's going to go down there and have a feast.
Something like fried shrimp or something like that.
Country boil, that'd be the way to go. Shrimp and sausage and corn and potatoes and all that in one thing. Oh, that'd be good.
I don't have any corn.
Nope.
4 years now, I can't have corn, can't have grits. Although I did eat some sesame seeds the other day only because it was on the bun. I hated to do it, but did it anyway.
Did you eat it, or does it just not upset, it just upsets your stomach?
To have diverticulitis. It's where you have like pockets in your intestine, and because corn doesn't digest, you know, it pretty much comes out the same way it went in. It gets stuck in one of those pockets, and then the intestines keep working and working until it gets infected and sore and everything, and it just messes you all up. If you're lucky, it just messes you up for a week. If you're not lucky, they got to go in there and do surgery.
You want that, so I guess you can skip the corn.
Mostly stuff that don't digest well. So it's corn, grits, peanuts that are roasted, not boiled, almonds, sesame seeds.
Water fellas, KD4IOX.
KN4TFW.
KF4CF.
KO4HX, Martin Leon.
Good morning, Leon, KO4CF. I seem to have a habit of doubling on the left foot. Go ahead, Leon.
I'm sorry to hear about your allergies, but this is a place at Myrtle Beach called Benjamin's. It's all you can eat seafood, crab legs, shrimp. Oh, talking about crab boil. That's the ultimate. I mean, you might have to take a trip to Myrtle Beach.
Granddaughter that lives down there. I don't think I'm allergic to any of it, but we're just going to go get the shots for specific to all kinds of shellfish and see what the outcome is.
Okay, there's a nice lobster tail.
You know, when I had the attack, I know we were eating some kind of seafood, but it was probably like fish sticks or something, but there's no telling what they put in them back then.
Might have been just some bad seafood there, Ken.
That 383 over here.
I got it for yesterday, 319.
Afford to drive his truck at that price.
You got diesel at 319? Pray tell.
He in the Brea area were 253 and 25 cross. And the Walmart also, both of them are 319.
Driving a wife's car today, though. Whoops.
290, it's 280-something at the TA, or 270-something at the TA, and 280-something at the little Wendy's pilot, or whatever it is. 370 and 380.
All that. I'd be happy.
Hey, up there where I get off at, it's 350.
I mean, if one gas station or two can afford to put it at 319 and still make some profit off of it, then where are these other ones buying their diesel from that it's so much more expensive?
I don't see how they can be that different. I could see, you know, 10, 20 cents, but almost a dollar.
Whatever the public will stand for. KD4IOX.
You can see it, especially that low a price, because I've not seen it anywhere near that around here in Spartanburg.
You got three QTs within 10 miles of each other there on White Horse Road, and that'll be the cheapest one, and the other two will be $3.89 a gallon.
A gallon, that's regular unleaded prices. I mean, I think I filled my 3 series up, I don't know, it was this weekend, finally, and I paid like $3.19 a gallon for regular unleaded.
On regular unleaded yesterday, somewhere, for $297, I believe it was.
It was points, and I got it for $280-something.
That'll right before election, you know, a couple months, 6 months out of election, it'll probably come down.
Next year.
66 over here off of 101.
I got my credit card to be able to work at the pump. For my zip code, I put my zip code in and it would say it was wrong. We went round and round and round, and then it wanted my zip code plus the extra little four digits. And I'm like, damn, I don't even know what those extra four digits are. And that, so finally I got it changed to just the zip code.
So you want to ask for the zip code and the extra four digits?
Tell you that, and it's funny because both my card and Susan's card are set up the exact same way, and hers shows the four digits, but she don't never have to put them in, and mine showed it, but it wanted me to put them in. It was stupid.
And in our system, it puts the extra four digits in, and then we have to go in and manually take them out because it won't use them.
The 7-Eleven that used to be there in Taylor's, the one on the hill that's closed down now, one would ask me for my PIN, and the other one would ask me for my zip code. Man, that'll get you screwed up.
We're pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to park this big old truck and head on in here to the plant and get this meeting started. So y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you this evening whenever I get off, but it'll be a late day today, so we'll see. Anyway, we'll talk to y'all in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HK.
MKN4GFW.
Andrew, KD4IOX. Starting to lose the repeater up here. I'm either going to have to jump the 285 or y'all continue on, and I'll catch up with later. Switch over QSY, KD4IOX.
KW, QSY.
KO4HX, QSY to 285. Pulse back.
KN4TFW, that's much better.
QSY, right when I'm at 25 and 290, it's just, you can't get in that repeater apparently from right there. It's just a bad spot for it.
A hole right there, I guess.
Looks like it's shaping up to be a beautiful sunrise this morning.
I'm riding right into it. Thought about you yesterday when they said there was a big wreck out on the interstate. I was hoping that wasn't you down there.
Hopefully I heard about it before I got on there, and I said, you know, I'm just going to jump off here. I got off at 385. I took a roundabout way, ended up on 153. I just took 153 all the way into Clemson and head over to 187, I think, and got over the back way. So I avoided the interstate on the way down. The way back was no problem.
Now they're saying they might have to redo part of the interstate there.
Crossed over there yesterday afternoon, headed up the mountain about 4 o'clock. I was still backed up. Like, holy.
He wasn't headed north, man. It was really backed up here in Spartanburg.
Well, I'll be heading. Well, yeah, I guess I won't be seeing it this morning. They got me a different route this morning. I'll be going to Spartanburg, heading over that way. So, yeah, I might see the backed up traffic. You never know.
You got to go in Spartanburg.
That's the name of that company. They do the rubber gloves and stuff. Steris. Oh, then Spartanburg. You know what that's at?
Bill, I'm not real, real familiar with Spartanburg.
Good of us, kid. I can't tell you which highway it's on. Take 85 to 26, 26 up west, east. Over, I forget which exit that is. Jump off there. It's a couple miles down the road there off of 26.
Out to me. I'm all the way up at the exit 80.
Exit 80 of 85, right?
On the north side of Spartanburg, right as the construction is starting.
couple weeks ago up the exit 90. Place up there, I can't remember the name of it either, but a couple little short runs. Apparently the run I'm doing, normally doing down to Anderson, I'm only going to do it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays now. So they're really nice about keeping me down to my 2 days, which I like. So today I'll be doing a different route, and Mondays I'll keep my regular route. Until they decide they won't come back and do it better, or you know, go back to the regular schedule, or change it up altogether, who knows. The company I go to down there is they got bought out by another company, and I guess they're in a state of transition.
It's regular work. And I know I've asked you, what company is it? The Sierra Tango India Company?
This company, it's right there. You know where the water tank is, right there. Off of South Buncombe. It's right there. You turn right behind the water tank. And on time. Ready to do it. All three words. Three words in on time, but they run it all together as one word. That's the name of the company. They're based out of Zeeland, Michigan, but they're right next to the one you just talked about.
South Buncombe, like you're headed out towards the airport, right?
But they're at the airport.
Can't weigh too much.
Blame you. I probably will pass your house at about 3 or 4 minutes here.
Road in the afternoon is terrible.
It is. It's a mess. But progress, they call it, right?
They call it. And then, I mean, sometimes it'll be where that little peach shed is right there, the 290-101 split. Sometimes I'll go to the right, go down to the water tower, take a left, and cut back across the same road I was on just to avoid the traffic.
The other day, I can't remember the name of the road, but it cuts through from, I guess this is 290 over to Wade Hampton. You come out of Wade Hampton way down the way there. I forget the name of that road. Past the school.
You just pass the school and take a right at the light.
Still cut through.
Used a lot. And if you're not careful, there's been several wrecks right there where it comes out on Wade Hampton. I don't know exactly why, but because you can see for a while.
The way these people drive nowadays, it's just crazy. And there's no explaining it whatsoever. You just gotta watch out for yourself is all you can do, because people don't think anymore.
Today I took that other cut through road that goes from 290 down there to Wade Hampton at the Target. You familiar with that one?
I've never done that one.
And for the Ingles, if you take a right there, it comes out right there by the Target. And I was coming out to Wade Hampton, and the light was turned green for us, but then it went red, and there was about 3 or 4 cars in front of me, and three of them just did a right on red, and then real quick, and then the fourth car, hell, he just went straight across. And I mean, he had a definite red, and Wade Hampton was green. But barely, and that he almost got somebody on the north side.
I tell everybody, if you get the green light, it means you can go, but if you're taking your life in your own hands, you better look both ways, make sure it's clear. And I hate for you to be dead right, if you know what I mean. KD4 IOX.
I was at the red light there at my house, and it turned green, and I thought, you know, that guy's not going to stop. Sure enough, he just blowed right by it.
Like yesterday, taking that back road all the way up to Clemson, you know, I'm in the big truck, and, you know, I drive like a church mouse with that, because you can't stop on a dime, and you sure can't accelerate very fast, so slow and steady makes the race, right? Well, the light changed on me, and I hate to do it, but I had to go ahead and keep on going, so, I mean, I know I was wrong. The car behind me, he just kept on going. I'm like, gee, many crickets.
Close close behind you, you couldn't even see the light.
311 for the gas here at the Ingles, close to your house.
I use my Ingles points. Unfortunately, this car doesn't hold 20 gallons, so I got $8 worth of it, or 8 gallons at like 280 something.
Driving a wife's car, it's the same way. You don't get very much fuel in there, but hey, saving. My truck now, that's a whole different story. That's where I really save some money. That's why I learned to shop around driving that truck.
Can't blame you on that. It's like when you see it low, you need to just go ahead and top off anyway, right?
Prices, I don't care where the fuel gauge is. I call it gas gauge, but the fuel gauge, no matter where it's at, I'm topping off. It's good.
Won't get it that good.
Big fan of this intersection here. Was it 290 in Wade Hampton?
Intersection right there.
Son's wife's sister. She wrecked her car somehow at the Sphinx station. She had about a brand new Chevrolet. I forget what it was. Chevrolet something other. Nice looking little black car, but she wrecked it. She had that orange pylon paint all over the side of her car. And I never did figure out what the whole story was on that was, but she said something about the Sphinx station here in this corner. She was all upset about that.
You got people that'll, you know, busy rush hour, they'll try to go across, you know, three lanes and a turning lane and get across into some other lanes, and it's, you know, all bumper to bumper, and it's like, man, that's just stupid.
Truck all the time on the interstate, it don't matter where you're at. It's, you know, your truck can't go fast anyway, so, and right there at 80 and 14 is real bad. They'll get there, that traffic will back up, and they'll just cut left right in front of you, knowing that, you know, the truck's going to take off real slow, because you can't, you never do jack rabbit starts on a truck. And they just jump right in front of you, 3-4 at a time.
For you, because there's not a lot of courteous drivers out there left. And like you said, they always just cut right in front of you, and everything, like you can just stop.
A little less stressful than the other job I had, though. As I told my buddy of mine, Mike, yesterday, you know, he does the same thing. He said, driving a truck is a whole lot less stressful than that job.
I'm trying to figure out what this U.S. Express is doing here.
Well, he might be trying to figure it out, too.
Well, to the gate, there's a business on the right-hand side, and they do a ton of shipping. And, I mean, there's always, every morning, trucks stopped on the side of the road.
A place up there at off of Highway 64 up there in Hendersonville called Granddad's Apples. And every apple season, they have the cars just lined up trying to get in and out. And they need to put a turn lane in there because it's only a two-lane, you know, U.S. Highway 64. And they need a turn lane there. But that's going to be way down the pike somewhere, I'm sure. When it's apple season, I go another route.
I see we got a couple of tanker trucks out there waiting to get in the gate. They can't get in till 6:30. Say 7-3, you have a safe day out there riding around with all the idiots, and maybe I'll catch you, well, I guess next week, and next Monday, KN4 TFW.
Yeah, you have a great day, and have a great week. 7-3, enjoy the weather while we've got it. I guess it's probably going to rain this weekend then. Take care, kid. Work safe. Be safe. KD4 IOX.